so glad that you're here. Be part of the show because it's about to get a little awkward, and I'm sure you had the same experience. 833-563-2539. The question this morning is this: how did it go when the parents of you met the parents of your significant other? That first time when they meet can be so awkward.
Right? You hope it goes well. And that's a major step. Like, you know it's for real when they want to introduce you to their family, their parents, and vice versa.
So what I've heard, and maybe it's just me eavesdropping, but I heard Liv the Web Girl and Jewel Daddy, they've been together for over a year now, but I hear for the first time their parents are meeting. Is that right?
Yes. So it's happening this Friday. And my parents are coming into town because they're helping me move and pack things up. And so my boyfriend had the good idea and was like, you know, we're going to go to that Beatles cover band on Friday night with my parents and my parents' friends and with my sister and her boyfriend, just a bunch of his family. And he was like, your parents should stay the night and come with us to meet them. Like, I want your parents to meet my parents so they could finally meet and be a perfect place to meet.
I think that is a perfect place. Now, everyone, maybe do they enjoy wine? Maybe everyone can be relaxed.
Yes, exactly. And his thing was that he didn't want my parents, the first time they meet his parents, to be at his parents' house because his parents' house can get a little rowdy sometimes because they just have so many kids and there's always a ton of people there coming in and out and like friends coming by. So it can be a little rowdy. So he was like, this is a perfect like middle ground, like a median place, or, you know, they can just meet for the first time. And I think he's way more nervous than I am.
Really?
Yeah, I think he's just nervous because his parents are so funny. And, you know, I think he's just nervous that maybe they'll embarrass him or bring up embarrassing stories where my parents, they know the drill.
Right.
Like, I have three older sisters. Yes, they're all married. They know the drill. They know not to embarrass me, you know. So they've got it down pat. So I'm not nervous, but he is so nervous.
That's
about this
sweet
meeting.
I kind of want Liv to feel more nervous. And by that, I mean, I want you to call us at 833-563-2539 because I want you to share what actually happened, what went down with you and your parents and your significant other's parents. And how did that situation go? Did somebody bring up politics? You know, that always has to be
something
fun.
Yeah, give us things not to do.
Somebody,
politics, religion.
Did somebody hit the booze a little too hard?
Right.
Were they a little sauced when they were meeting each other and they were a hot mess? 833-563-2539. How did it go the first time that both the parents met?
So all this talk about, you know, the parents meeting is kind of giving me anxiety because, so my ex and I, Chase, we dated for 7 years. And our parents, you know, finally did meet for the first time just a year ago. And, oh, man, it was intense. Like, I actually almost was crying because I was so overwhelmed with nervousness.
What happened?
So my parents came up to Michigan because I had to have surgery. And he lives, like, out in the middle of nowhere. So I had to go to the highway because there's like, no cell phone service. So I escorted my parents to Chase's house. And on the drive there, I literally, my heart, it almost exploded. But anyway, so
you're so nervous.
The parents met, and it actually went well.
Oh, yeah. Good. So it was just the nerves leading up to.
Were you guiding it the whole time? Like, don't say that. Don't bring this up. Like, were you just like just waiting for a possible explosion to happen?
My dad did bring up politics.
Ooh,
no.
And my parents and his parents have differing opinions, so that was funny.
Did you shut it down pretty quick?
Yeah, I was like, please.
I feel like this is the situation at Pork Chops.
I had no idea you could milk a cat.
Oh, yeah, you can milk anything with nipples.
I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
Okay, can we change subject?
Yeah. Pork Chops, like, I've got cats and
meet
I milk
the
them.
Parents.
833-563-2539. Want to know how did it go the first time that you met your significant other's parents with your parents and like when they met each other, how'd that go? We'll talk to you next here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Hey, call the show, 833-563-2539. We're talking about how Liv the Web Girl and her boyfriend, Jewel Daddy, their parents are meeting for the first time, and hopefully it doesn't turn out like this.
I had no idea you could milk a cat.
Oh, yeah, you can milk anything with nipples.
I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
Okay, can we change subject?
I mean, to be honest, that would be kind of cool, but I would feel bad because that would be awkward. But what's the situation that went down when the parents met for the first time and got a little bit awkward? 833-563-2539. Brittany, you didn't have an awkward situation, did you?
Well, kind of.
What happened?
So my mom came to visit in April of last year. And so I was like, okay, let's have your parents meet my mother. And so we all went to dinner downtown. And his parents are very close-minded, very religious. And the topic of gay people came up because there was a couple that walked by. And they started saying some of the worst comments I've ever heard in a public place, not knowing that my mother was gay.
So then
what went down?
My mom gives this look because she is very outspoken like I am. We have a really hard time holding our tongue because we're born and raised on the East Coast. And so she looked at me and I just looked at her and I'm like, Mom, please, not in a public place. Like, not right now. Like,
but you knew it was about to go down.
Oh, she was about to lose her mind.
Yeah, no kidding. Thanks for calling in at 833-563-2539. Kelly, hey, what's going on? You're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Tell us about the first time the parents met.
Hey, so I was actually had to have emergency surgery done, and my parents came up from Illinois. And my dad is like a super introvert, whereas my ex's parents were like super extroverted. But the problem is my dad was trapped in the room with my ex's mom, who she's like, I think I'm going to divorce my husband. And so she was like going on and on about how my ex's dad like cheated on her and was like, kept asking my dad like all these questions. Like, what do you think I should do? Like, why do you think he did this? You're a guy, like, you know,
just
blah, blah, blah.
A sounding
and
board of some sort.
When I finally like woke up from anesthesia, my dad was like, never put me in a room with her again.
I bet if I was your dad, I'd be like, you know what? I want to go have surgery now. That is incredible. Kelly, thank you for calling in at 833-563-2539. Amanda, tell us how it went when the parents met the other parents for the first time.
All right. So we're actually still together. We're married 7 years now, been together for 12. So we had a little bit of an issue. We had to move in with my husband's mom before we bought a house. This was like 10, 11 years ago. So, we're living with her. We go to my nephew's birthday party. I introduce my mom to his mom and she says, oh, so you're the one that lets them live together. I don't agree with that, but okay. First word that came out of her mouth.
The first words?
At the nephew's
first
birthday
word.
Party?
Oh, like, so you're awkward. The one. What was the response?
Oh yeah, it was so far they've not really had any type of relationship, but you know, what can you do?
But I think you gotta kind of admire her though, that she passively aggressively just threw it right out there. Like, you'll never question where she stood on that issue. I think that's a good one.
That's true.
Hey, thank you, Amanda. Sarah, we'll wrap things up with you here on the show. What'd you wanna say?
Well, it was when my mom met my ex for the first time, and we have a really, really, really open relationship, and I had told her about the size of condom that he wears, and she high-fived him the first day she met him and said black and gold, and from there, they've had this great relationship even after our relationship ended.
So awkward.
Wow.
Do you think their relationship has taken it to the next step, like the next level?
No, I would hope not.
Are you finding any black and gold wrappers around the house?
No.
What is this? This isn't a Werther's original. What is this? Hey, Sarah, thank you for calling in this morning. If you couldn't get through, why don't you tweet us or maybe send us a DM. Slide on in there. Radio Now AM Show.